hope you all well. And members of the public who are here, welcome. And members of the media. I've had a longish recess, so I'm sure we all have to be back. Today, we've called a meeting to look at the fuel price and the fuel price, and the reason being that there's been a lot of discussion in the public domain with regard to the increasing fuel prices and the impact of the fuel price on businesses and on households. So we thought that a lot has been said about what's the cause of the fluctuating fuel price. And that unfortunately some of the time the information being communicated in the public is not helpful. So we thought that we could come here and have a discussion so that the Department of Energy can explain to members and to the public as to what's the cause of the ever-increasing fuel prices and what are they going to do to help bring down the fuel prices. Now this morning, when I arrived here, Mr. Korte tells me, no, but the department is not here to tell you about the fuel prices. I'm sure you can see the empty chair. So I asked him if he was sure. He said, yes, I think I'm definitely sure. I've been here for slightly over 4 years now. I've not seen this before, so it's the first time. So it's my first experience. So I said to him, let's start the meeting and see. Nobody has said anything to me about this. Except something we will indicate. So I thought that we can abruptly cancel the meeting. We should come so that even before we decide what to do, we can listen to the honorable members about this situation. So after this, I'm told that there are a few honorable members who are not coming. We're sending apologies because we have started the meeting. I think the court should give us the apologies of those members. And immediately after that, tell us why is this side of the room empty? And I'll give to the honorable members to comment before I express my views in this state of affairs. I don't want to say anything at this point.
Thank you, Chair. The following apologies. Mr. Mbuyani and Mrs. Nobonda, who's unable to attend due to illness. Mrs. Maya Beklala, unable to attend due to other prior commitments. And then Mr. Maklala is on oversight with the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources. And then we also received an apology from the Minister of Energy Chair, the minister is scheduled to participate at the SADC summit to be held in Windhoek, Namibia, from 13 to 19 August 2018. So those are the apologies. Oh yeah, and then Mayor Tara requested, say, if she can be excused from 10:30 as she has a medical appointment, say, this morning.
Who's here from the department? The parliamentary liaison officer is here, right? I'm sure the apology of the minister is acceptable. So where's the rest of the department? The teaching minister, the DG, and the rest of the department. I'm sure they're not in the book. Did you get anything from
them? No, sir.
So you are shy to talk about why they're not here. All right, this is, let me just explain to you what I understand happened. On Monday the 6th, we sent a letter stating the minister will not be available for the same reason. Is it in order if the officials of the department can come to the meeting? So I said, if the minister has been sent to a meeting with other ministers, it is in order. So we'll meet with the departmental officials led by the DG, or if the deputy minister is here. It's all in order. This was last Monday. On public holiday on Thursday the 9th, the committee secretary said to me, minister wants to address the meeting himself. So I assumed it is because of the importance of the matter. So, but that was what I said. I do understand, but it is Thursday, and it's a public holiday. There's no way we're going to cancel a meeting at this stage. We had agreed, the officials can come. If the minister wants to handle this matter, he can do so when he comes back. That was Thursday. So I understood the meeting is going ahead. We had sent the notice of this meeting 2 weeks ago. So honourable members had to travel to be here. Some of the committees are still on oversight, so they had to travel to be here. So I don't understand. I accept the fact that the minister is in Windhoek, but I don't understand why the deputy minister is not here, and we don't have an apology from here. The DG and officials of the department are not here, and there's no apology from anyone. So, honourable members, that's what happened. So I came this morning clear that we'll proceed with the meeting and had accepted the minister won't be here. So before I say anything about this, my first experience, we should perhaps comment, because I'm totally not impressed. I haven't seen this before. Going to have a big problem. Okay. Colorado Davis.
Thank you, Chair. I must say, I've also never seen this before, where we have a portfolio committee and the government just simply doesn't turn up. And I share all of your concerns, and you know, I don't think we need to be reminded that the increase in the fuel prices has hit ordinary South Africans very hard in their pockets. And Minister Khadebe has been promising to communicate on this issue since the beginning of July. And in fact, we thought that he was going to communicate by the second week of July, and we've heard nothing from him. And after every cabinet meeting, Minister Mokonyane says, no, Minister Khadebe will communicate on the fuel prices. And, you know, today was the perfect opportunity. I mean, this was the opportunity to communicate to the nation that the government has a plan to keep the fuel price down. And the government's now missed that opportunity, and it's deeply embarrassing to the government. I think it's deeply disrespectful to you as the chairperson of this portfolio committee. It's deeply disrespectful to Parliament and the concept of separation of powers. And I think it's deeply disrespectful to the people of South Africa. And I think we should all take this very, very seriously indeed, Chairperson. And I believe we need to take action. We can't just allow this to happen and allow this precedent to be set. And I move that we write to the Speaker a joint letter from every member of this committee, and we summon the Minister and his officials to a meeting here next Tuesday with absolutely no excuses. We have this meeting next Tuesday so that we can get to the bottom of the fuel price and what the government's plan is to keep the fuel price down. Thanks.
Honourable Fabo.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Honourable Chair, I want to concur with Honourable David. This is a really unacceptable and undermining of the community. And it's not the first time that the meeting is postponed because of the non-availability of the minister. I think before we went to the search, two committees didn't sit because of the non-availability of the minister. This one is worse now because even the officials are nowhere to be found. I concur with Honorable Davis, it's unacceptable and disrespectful. I think we must go for summoning the minister next week. Thank you.
Chief, thank you. You know, I'm not going to elaborate much. It was basically said. But if we could have taken the time, people found me last week already from the media about this meeting. And if we could be here and took the effort to be here, I really think this department was notified in time as well. And this is something very concerned. We are all here to represent our constituencies and our nations, and this fuel price is very expensive, very, very critical. 80% of all freight on this country is on the road. The fuel levy, for example, went up 165% from 2008 to now. There's a lot of things that we need to discuss in this thing, and a lot of things that we need to discuss with this department. And if they don't respect us for this, or they don't respect everybody in this country, the taxpayers here, this is what they're showing us. We also, Chair, I must say, we need to have more oversight in this department. You know that I respect you. I've said it in the House in front of the last budget thing. But we don't also have enough meetings and oversight, I must say, unfortunately, and in this. So we must also put a little blame on ourselves, this committee. Be more onto people. But it's completely unacceptable. I had phone calls this morning that people want to phone me after this meeting from the media. It's embarrassing. I don't know really what to say. They don't respect us. They don't respect you in the committee or any one of those members here or this country. And it's a disgrace of where we're going. I can see now on the analysts that we've just shown, you know, it doesn't help for us to compare. I know our petrol is not the cheapest or the most expensive in the world, but also we're selling petrol to our neighboring countries, to Botswana for 11 rand for sending our same petrol. We need answers on a lot of things in this from this committee. Thank you, Chair.
But we'll deal with it next week. So all I can say is the minister will have to be here next week, Tuesday, together with his department so that we can deal with this important matter. And we can also deal with this boycott first and foremost to next week when we meet. We're not going to allow the executive to disrespect us. He must forget about it. He must just forget. We're not going to be disrespected by anybody. It doesn't matter which minister it is. So I'm sorry about this. Honourable members, I'm very sorry about what has happened. So let's adjourn the meeting and meet here next week, Tuesday. I know, Elder, you like speaking after me. And the only reason I allow you is because of your age. Let me hear you.
Chair, the DM, Mayola, she's always, I don't know, if anybody found out, the secretary maybe, why she's not here, because she always attends the meetings. Not something happened, I'm very surprised that she didn't attend.
Yeah, we can only tell that the DM is around, so we don't want to speculate on what's happening. Because we don't know, if the minister is not available, the DM, if she's around, she's helping here with the officials. So, because the minister is not going to be available every Tuesday, he would at some occasions have genuine reasons why he's not here, and he will accept his apology. We know. If he's not here, the deputy minister would be here.
Yeah.
But for all of them not to be here, it's a boycott. Okay, thanks very much. I'll see you next week.
I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you.
I'm going to write to the minister myself to tell him that he has to be firstly to explain why it's happening. Secondly, give us the report of the fine. Secondly, I'm going to write to the speaker to inform him about what has just happened. He doesn't arrive next week in some of the report to Parliament. No question about that. Oh, yeah. If you want to give me a present, it's okay. No,
yeah, I'm not
you are
Thank you.